Did you know you can import data into Azure Cosmos DB up to 10 times faster using the new bulk API feature? Azure Cosmos DB already offers server-side transaction support via stored procedures, but now you can also batch API calls from the client without having to author or manage a stored procedure. Matthias is here to show us how bulk and batch APIs work today on Azure Friday. Hey everyone, Donovan Brown here with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Matthias, and we're going to talk about the bulk and batch API features of Cosmos DB. So tell me why these are special. Why do I care about these features?
Hi, Donovan. Thank you for the opportunity. These are two new features that we are introducing in the CosmosDB.net SDK.
Okay.
We are working to add them on the other languages.
Okay.
But the thing is, I wanted to show you the how these two works because they cover some very special scenarios that our customers are needing. And they are really new, so we need the feedback. We need users to try them.
Perfect.
And share what you know what they could build and accomplish.
So are these preview? Are they GA?
Like, no, they are really GA. So they can pick it up from the Cosmos DB nugget, from the any of the latest versions.
Okay, got it.
So we'll start with the batch API. Batch API, like you mentioned before, with stored procedures, acts as basically defining from your code a set of operations that need to basically commit or roll back as a single unit in the in your Cosmos DB database.
Gotcha. So they don't. So when you think of batch, it doesn't mean that these are all the same operation over and over again. This could be several operations that define a transaction, but I don't want to have to go maintain stored procedures to do this.
Exactly. So you don't have to. You can basically version your code and have all the changes in your code. You don't need to do some sort of magic to update the stored procedures or deployment, so it's much
Perfect.
Easier.
Yeah, because that's one of the things, because I come from a DevOps background, and we always talk about being able to deploy our code quickly. And one of the beautiful things about Cosmos DB was the schema was in the code. So
exactly.
If you just deployed your code, you deployed the latest schema, unless you started using stored procedures. Then all of a sudden, you had to do that.
Yeah, you had to update the stored procedure through the deployment, and if you had to roll back, then it's...
It gets really tricky, but now all that's taken care of.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And for this demo, what I want to show you is basically we are going to, in a single batch operation, create a show and three episodes. In this obvious example, I'm creating a show called Azure Friday and three episodes for the Cosmos DB SDK features. Now, let me press F5 and get this rolling. The idea is that I will create all four documents as a single operation, and then I will show you how to basically get the results and understand if those operations either complete or fail.
Okay.
Now this is running, and so here I'm hitting the breakpoint where I'm creating the batch. I'm defining the show, and like you mentioned, Cosmos DB is a schema list that a schema list database. So I'm creating basically documents that have different attributes and different schema. Now when this batch comes back, I will be able to from the response basically unwrap the individual point operation results.
Okay.
So I had four create item operations, and I have four create item results. And I have this API that lets me basically ask the batch response, give me the particular result for operation number 1, 2, 3, or 0, since it's a zero-based array. So in this case, I'm extracting the result of the episode 1, 2, 3, and the result of the show itself. Now, as a second operation, what I want to do is I want to update the show, maybe change one of its attributes, in this case, the last updated time. But on the same at the same time, in the same batch, I'm going to try and create another item. Obviously, this item has the same name or the same ID as one that I previously created. So the idea would be to show how a batch that contains multiple operations, but one of them will fail, how it actually behaves.
Okay.
So the result is that this batch failed. And when I inspect the particular operations, I see that the first operation that was the replace, it actually could have succeeded, but has a status code of a fail dependency.
Okay.
Meaning that this failed because something else in the batch failed. And in this case, it's the other operation that was the create, which basically failed with the conflict.
Okay, so I have a question here. It's like in the above, and even in this scenario, you're showing me the individual status of each individual attempt. But do I get a global or when it says, yep, everything was successful, there's no reason to go digging through the details?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's part of the response. So the response either succeeds or not. So we have a global attribute that says everything is okay or
not. Yeah, because the only time I'd ever want to dig into each individual one is if it failed, I'd want to figure out the details of why it failed.
Exactly.
But I don't necessarily want to do this every time to make sure it succeeded.
Exactly. It's optional depending on the operations. Maybe you need to, let's say you did a read operation and you want to get the result. So then you would probably go and get that particular result.
Okay.
And basically the next demo is basically just doing these multiple batch operations where I'm showing you how to do multiple things. I don't have to do all create or all replace. I can mix and match any point operations to actually achieve my transactional result.
Gotcha.
And that's pretty much the deal with batch. I mean, it's a way for users to extract the logic from stored procedures, put them in code, making sure that their deployments don't require any extra steps,
right.
And it's much easier.
Yeah, because these are type of atomic operations are so important when you're dealing with money.
Yep.
Right. You don't want money to be taken somewhere and fail to go somewhere else, and now there's this money in limbo. It's really, really important. And that's why stored procedures were used, because we needed that atomic, either it all happens or it doesn't, and now it's... Again, that was my only sad part when I was looking at Cosmos. I was like, great, I don't ever have to, my DevOps pipeline got so much easier.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh no, Donovan, you still have stored procedures. I'm like, oh my gosh, we were so close. And now we're there.
Right? Yeah, you have an alternative.
This is awesome.
And the other new feature is, like I mentioned before, bulk. So the idea of bulk is, let me quickly show you. So the idea of bulk is to tackle a scenario where users are needing to dump big amount of operations into a database. Normally, when you are using the SDK, you would create these single point operations for one of each of your files or documents, and then you send the whole thing. And each of these operations would eventually yield one network call or one service call. So if you have, I don't know, 1 million operations, then those were 1 million calls. And each call has network latency.
Sure.
And so probably it's not as fast as you would like to be. So the bulk feature that it's basically just enabled by taking your Cosmos client initialization and adding this bulk execution extra method. And basically you pass a Boolean here saying either I want it to be enabled or not. And what I'm going to show you is basically this demo is creating a list of items and creating 300K operations to dump into my CosmosDB database. And then I'm just calling the create item on the container or the collection. I'm not doing anything different. I'm just doing the same create item operation that I would be doing in a normal scenario where I'm just inserting these single items. The real magic is happening underneath. So this code is gonna run. I'm going to quickly run it to show you. On the left, I have the same code but with bulk turned off.
Okay.
And in the right, I'm gonna run the same code but with bulk turn on.
Got it. And turning it on or turning it off is really just changing that Boolean value of that one call.
Exactly.
But the way that I write my code, I don't have to say, oh, I'm writing a bulk insert, so I have to write my code differently. I just go and say, I need to insert 3,000 rows into this database. Here's how I'm going to do it. And then, if I want to use bulk, I just change that one value.
Exactly.
And then magically
the
code works.
There is no change whatsoever in the way you used to use the SDK. There is nothing you need to learn.
Awesome.
Just have a flag that defines the behavior.
Awesome.
And while these two runs, I wanted to basically explain what is happening underneath because there is no, like I said, there is no public API change. What we are doing is, I like to think about it like a train station.
Okay.
So in a train station, you have multiple tracks. Here we will have multiple tracks where each track has a train, and each train is for a particular partition.
Okay.
So what happens is when you send all these operations into the SDK, the SDK will start to group these operations by partition affinity and put them as passengers in different trains. All these trains will basically run in parallel. So when a train gets filled by operations, it goes to the server. And then another train can go to the track and keep filling up.
Sure.
And that is all happening in the back while you are just...
So my question is, how do I determine how big these trains are or how many transactions go in before the train leaves? Can I configure that?
Right now, And this is why we need the feedback. We have this setting, but we are basically defining a value that we believe it's the right one. But the idea is gather feedback, make this probably an optional parameter where the user can define the size of the train.
Sure.
To tinker each scenario.
It's basically, yeah, that's like, it's the bulk sizes. Like, how, because if I have an idea of how much data I have,
yep,
then I might be able to give you some help on determining what should be the proper size. I know I have 40 million records. Maybe we don't want to send 1,900 at a time. Maybe we'll send 1,000,000 at a time or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. And basically what we do is we can send all these trains in parallel.
Sure.
So there are multiple requests in parallel, but they are always, if you compare the amount of requests with the normal operation, they're always much less.
Sure, and as you were saying before, there's always network latency, there's even sometimes cost on ingress and egress of network, and that's all being reduced for us now
exactly.
by simply changing a value to say true.
Exactly, gotcha. And the only requirement is that you execute these operations in a concurrent way. So you create the tasks, and then you can do something like this. Basically,
I see. Got it.
So
okay.
The way we basically group these operations is by their concurrency. So mm-hmm. as they start coming in, we start to basically put them in different and independent tracks and then send them away.
Gotcha.
And when we get the response, similar to what we happen with batch, when we get the response, we basically wire up all those responses to the original callers. Mm. So from the end user point of view, they didn't really even realize that all these, you know, requests were going in and the trains were leaving the station.
That is awesome. Yeah, I it's really cool to see all this benefit from one
just
value.
Yeah,
because it's usually that one value that breaks my code and you can't find it. Now it's nice to have one value that's going to make my code much more performant than it used to be. Exactly.
Yep.
So in the last demo there, I think you had them side by side so we could see the performance
yes.
difference, right?
Exactly. You can see that the same code, the same amount of operations running in this notebook, obviously the time is basically what my notebook
sure.
takes to the Azure data center. But the thing is the same code running the same hardware with the same resources, it's taking 36 seconds versus 2 minutes. And
yeah, it's really, really cool. And it's like, again, it's really neat to be able to see those changes with such a simple change as a developer,
yep.
not having to change the way that I think, because as soon as you started talking about bulk and batch, I was saying, oh great, I'm gonna have to go change my
yep.
code and I don't have to do that. And getting out of stored procedures is just the best news I've heard all day.
I'm glad.
You so much. We are learning all about the new bulk and batch APIs of Cosmos DB here on Azure Friday.